The Tremé Brass Band lives and breathes New Orleans traditions, often leading jazz funerals and second-line street parades. They've been featured on the HBO series of the same name and in Spike Lee's documentaries about Hurricane Katrina. The musicians survived the storm, and 5 years later, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco caught up with them in their neighborhood.
Late Wednesday nights, you can find the Tremé Brass Band jamming in a down-home joint called the Candlelight Lounge. It's packed with new TV fans and local loyals like 37-year-old Buster Andrews.
Well, they're fabulous. They're wonderful. Old Tremé neighborhood band, been around you all my life.
A funky mix of both seasoned and younger musicians rotate in and out of the band, led by 67-year-old snare drummer Benny Jones Sr. His band has helped to keep alive a New Orleans brass band tradition that began at the turn of the last century.
We still need somebody to do the traditional music so we can pass the traditional music down to the young generation. So somebody got to hold that spot down.
That includes leading dancers through the streets to mourn and celebrate. Jones says the band stays rooted in the customs of an earlier era, such as a dress code.
My band always had the black pants, a white shirt, ties, coats, you know. That's a New Orleans tradition, what the older band did years ago.
The Tremé Brass Band has been a training ground for other musicians like Sam Williams, who now has his own funk band.
If you haven't played with the Tremé, you don't know what's up yet.
Central to the band's popularity is the stylish bass drummer Lionel Paul Batiste Sr. Uncle Lionel, as he's known, is never without his dark sunglasses and hat, two-tone shoes, gold watch, and rings on his fingers.
Hey, Uncle's the man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just real cool daddy, you know what I'm saying? And he gets all the women. I'm just a cool cat.
That keeps myself up.
The debonair 78-year-old's iconic image now looms over Times Square on a banner for Spike Lee's latest New Orleans documentary.
It makes me feel real proud how I'm getting my recognition. I always try to put a smile on someone's face.
Batiste grew up dancing on Bourbon Street and playing in kazoo bands, but he's most famous for keeping time with his ragtag upright bass drum with a cymbal on top. Earlier this year, he lost that drum during a parade.
And the fellow that was supposed to be watching it, he was half drunk.
Immediately, the word went out over radio station WWOZ, says DJ George Ingmeyer.
When it was stolen, we took it very seriously. There were a lot of people very upset about it. When you think of New Orleans, one of the things you think of is that bass drum as a symbol. Forget the steaming bowl of gumbo or the beignets, the cliches. It's Lionel's drum that makes it, hitting it with a coat, you know, wire coat hanger. You know, that's New Orleans to me.
Uncle Lionel's drum turned up within a day, and another drum actually saved his life during Hurricane Katrina.
Here comes that muddy water, here comes that water now. Here comes that muddy water, here comes that water now. Big storm comes, levees break, here comes that water now. Got no house, no food to eat, comes that water now.
Yeah, I was watching the water rise and drinking my little liquor.
You didn't want to leave, though.
I didn't want to leave, but I'm kind of glad I did. Yeah, I'm glad I did.
True to form, Uncle Lionel evacuated in style.
I used my bass drum and toilet flap. And it's paddled my feet.
Like a life raft.
Yeah. Then, of course, I had my liquor on top there.
Your drum saved you?
Oh, yeah, it saved me. It's still in good condition. Still taking that beating. Still taking that beating.
Fly away!
The musicians lost friends and family, their homes and instruments to the storm. Some lived for a time in Red Cross shelters and toxic FEMA trailers or with relatives scattered across the country. But many managed to work their way back, and when Spike Lee made his documentary When the Levees Broke, he featured the Tremé Brass Band leading a jazz funeral for Hurricane Katrina. Clarinet player Michael White says they paraded and danced through the devastated Lower Ninth Ward.
You could feel when we were going through the streets that there were still undiscovered bodies and remains in some of the houses. And the spirit was very strong that day. I remember the silence of the loss of people was very powerful and very haunting.
5 years after Katrina, most of the Treme Brass Band members are back in New Orleans. But Benny Jones isn't finished rebuilding his flooded house. And he says despite their newfound TV fame, the jazz musicians are still struggling.
We're making money just to survive, you know, pay our bill, keep food on the table for our children, our grandkids, you know. We're surviving pretty good. It ain't like we're rich, you know, but what I'm thinking about trying to go to Oprah Winfrey's show, take the band over there, perform over there, and tell them we need money.
Yeah, that right.
Amen on amen.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. The Treme Brass Band, y'all. This here's a little bit of I want my what money back, y'all. Let's do it.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.
You can see video and listen to songs by the Treme Brass Band at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Hey, you, right over there. I want my money, wait.